Thank you so much, Carrie. Good morning, ACRC. As you can see, I'm not Melinda, and I'm not even Todd. A lot of people today, sadly, are out of town, so you have me. But good morning, and happy Father's Day. This morning, I really wanted to talk about the kind of father that is our Heavenly Father. Many of us don't have earthly fathers. Our earthly fathers have passed. But I really wanted to say that this is God the Father's Day. And so I looked up some of the attributes of God the Father because I think we need to be reminded about what kind of father we really have. And here is what I found. God the Father, our Father, is the source of life. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's supremely good. He's endless and unchangeable. He's just. He's merciful. He's kind. He's long-suffering and the ruler of all creation. Our awesome Father is the one whose will sent his son Jesus to die for us so we could be adopted into his family and be called sons and daughters of God. Today is his day. And may we thank all of our earthly fathers whose love and sacrifice has been the very foundation of our lives. Happy Father's Day, everybody. So appreciative of my own father who passed. Announcements. Welcome, McClure Clan. It's been a long time coming, so good to see all of you. Yeah, and I just found out that they're really musical. This is a musical family, so doubly blessed by the McClures. We have cake today to celebrate your arrival, and I know this is worldly wisdom where life is short, so eat cake first or eat dessert first. So today we're living by worldly wisdom because the potluck, which was scheduled for today, is not going to be today. It's going to be next week. So eating cake today, eating dessert first. The potluck is going to be postponed until next week, which is June the 23rd, because of all of the members who are on the road today, various places. So nobody wanted to celebrate without everybody being able to come. So next week is going to be our potluck. It's going to be next Sunday. And then we have another potluck the following week. So this is going to be a lot of eating over the next couple of weeks to celebrate both Mark Hewitt's faithful time with us, and also the arrival of the McClures. And I really appreciate how far Santa Rosa is from where we are, because my parents live in Marin. So Mark, thank you for all of those. That is a long, long way, and we so appreciate you giving us continuity. Please bring a main dish to the potluck. And also, please bring a salad or a dessert. So you're bringing two things next week, a main dish and a salad or a dessert. The McClures are getting their stuff, I think, on June the 19th. I think something's coming that day on Juneteenth. The day is a holiday. If you are around, please feel free to show up at 9 a.m. to help them unpack their stuff. So that is this Wednesday, Juneteenth, at 9 a.m. And finally, there's a nice hymn sing on Friday, June 28th at 7 to celebrate the 100th birthday of Alameda Christian Reformed Church. So please mark your calendars to join the hymn sing on Friday, June 28th at 7. Is there anything that I've missed? Anybody have an announcement? Very good. Then we are going to move on to our call to worship. Let us worship God, our light and our salvation, for the Lord is the stronghold of our lives. We desire to live in God's house and to seek God in his holy temple. Let us come with shouts of joy to sing and to make music to the Lord. Our hearts say to him, O Lord, we seek your face. And now, please join us singing Here I Am to Worship, number 567. Please stand.
a good day. I didn't trip over the guitar cord. Receive God's greeting. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, from Christ the Son, and from the Holy Spirit. And God's people say,
Amen.
And this is short, so you can remain standing for one more song. Did manage to get up here without my glasses. So. Oh, it's not in here. I gotta get my glasses. There we go. Sorry about that. All right. Our call to confession comes from Hebrews 4, 15 through 16. We have a high priest who understands our weaknesses, one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Therefore, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive his mercy. And now join me in this prayer of confession.
O Lord, we are sorry for our sins with all our hearts. We have sinned against you, the one we should always love most deeply. We have chosen to do wrong and failed to do the good that you have set before us. We humbly repent of the wrongs we have done, and we ask you to have mercy on us. Forgive us, Father God, that we may delight in your will and walk in fellowship with you all our days. We can ask this because of our Lord Jesus who died for us, and it is in his name we pray. Amen.
And our assurance of pardon this morning comes from Ephesians 1, verse 7. In Christ we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Friends, this is the good news.
Thanks be to God.
And our song of response is, O Lord, you're beautiful. And then Mark and Dennis are going to come and do the lectionary.
Thank you.
while Mark and Dennis make their way up here. Let me just say a word about next week's service. It's going to be a service of repentance and renewal, which means because we're coming into our 100th anniversary of our church, we want to go into that clean. And so as a church, we're going to go to God and confess the sins of our church over the past 100 years. So it'll be a special service. And here they come. And it's our favorite. Super Not Mark or Dennis, yes. All right.
Our lectionary reading is from the book of Psalms. These verses will be read in many different languages in Christian churches all over the world. Let us join them. Psalm 92, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 15. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, as you can see, they just let almost anybody come up here. I mean to me, right? And I'd like to welcome Matt and family. And I bet you we're going to get to know each other really well over the next 50 years, maybe? God bless all of you and our church as well. So I'm going to give our prayer this morning, and it may sound a little different, but there's always a reason for what we do. So this is from Psalm 86. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you. O Lord, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Unite our hearts to fear your name. We give thanks to you, O Lord, our God, with our whole hearts, and we glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward us. You have delivered our soul from the depths of Sheol. And there is salvation in none, no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. We pray for your kingdom to come. Then there will be no sin disease, climate change, death, war, drugs, total selfishness. There will be one will, your will, Father, and it will be our will, and we will be one in obedience to it. While we wait here on earth, help all Christians to selflessly give their lives to bring the world to conversion by the lives they lead and the truth of the word that they speak. As we live, Lord, give us what we need, and any surplus, give to others as you direct us. Help us to know that we are yours and all we have is yours. In our lives, Lord, never let a debt go unpaid or a wrongdoing made right. As Jesus made all our wrongs right through his shed blood on the cross, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Lord, protect us from all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride in possessions. Is not from the Father, but is from the world. For you are Almighty, the Redeemer of mankind, the giver of eternal life, and the Alpha and Omega. Father, bless our church and help it to serve you and serve you through serving the community. Help us to reach out and share the love of Jesus. We remember all who are suffering from mental illness, poverty, family upheavals in our church. Give them courage and strength to face their illnesses with the knowledge that you live in them and are preparing them for a homecoming with you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Okay, monkey.
Okay, monkey, let's go. Okay, I'm on your right side. Oh, yeah, okay.
Thank you. kids up here. Now, we have one little problem. I don't remember how to do the ASL for the blender. And I thought, that's okay, because Mary Ellen will know. She doesn't remember either. Do we have a volunteer? Is there someone who's like copying? Yes, come down. Now you guys have to do it.
With you. Okay.
All right. It's sort of a holiday, huh? Thank you. And with that, let's welcome Mark Hewitt back to our pulpit.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's wonderful for us to be together and to be worshiping the Lord. Special welcome to Pastor Matt and the McClure family. We hope that your move here will be very smooth and uneventful. I understand you had quite a long trip to get here, and you have more to wait for getting moved in and whatnot. So I hope that we hope that that goes really well for you. This morning we're going to look at John chapter 14. I'm going to read the first 14 verses of John 14. John 14, beginning at the beginning, verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take care, will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know that the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Happy Father's Day. How many fathers do we have gathered here this morning? A good number. Wonderful. Congratulations to all of you. How many of you have or have had a father? Okay, that's a good portion of you. All right. Unless we have a couple of test tube babies, I think that's all of us. Today is Father's Day, where we celebrate fathers, we encourage fathers, and we recognize fathers. Last month, we did it all for Mother's Day, and we are appreciative of mothers. Today, we focus on fathers. And I think some would say, unless it's Father's Day, every day is Mother's Day. We acknowledge the good that fathers provide to our society, to our church, and to our families. Anyone can procreate, but it takes a special person and a lot of commitment and a lot of time to be a true father in the life of a son or a daughter. But we can't celebrate Father's Day without recognizing the role of fatherhood. Fathers teach. Fathers encourage. Fathers lead, sometimes just by example. And fathers prepare for the next generation. And fathers love. It's no accident that God identifies himself to us in masculine terms. He's known to us by He, our Father, our Heavenly Father. God knows, we know that God is genderless and that God has made us His people, male and female, all in His image of true righteousness and holiness. And some theologians have considered the Trinity, how God has revealed Himself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they've wondered, well, maybe the Holy Spirit encapsulates the feminine of God. But we know that God is one. God is one, though He has revealed Himself to us in three persons. Catholics tend to elevate the role of Mary and look to the feminine in that. But even Mary worshiped and glorified God and God alone. God is one, but He's identified Himself to us in masculine terms. And that's no accident. He wants us to know Him by certain characteristics. Those of strength, steadfastness, example, and leadership. God is Lord over all, over His world. And yet, we know that God exudes great compassion and empathy and many maternal aspects. In our passage this morning, Jesus identified with our Creator as Father, our Father, our Heavenly Father. It's amazing how much He used the word Father and how many times the word Father is used in our passage this morning. In one short passage, many, many times, the word Father is repeated. Jesus in no way separates Himself from the Lord our God, our Heavenly Father. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. I am in Him, and He is in me, He tells us. The conversation arose as Jesus was explaining how the disciples were to follow Him, to the next place. Where are we going? The disciples responded. How can we know where we are to go if we don't know where you are going? It was then that Jesus attempted to explain to them His relationship with His Heavenly Father. And we have since wrestled with what it means that God is one, and yet He has revealed Himself to us in three persons. In our society, it has become increasingly difficult to celebrate fathers and fatherhood because of the modern challenges to masculinity. It's not something new. We can look back to the 60s and the 70s and the rise of feminism. Feminism is great when it elevates women and indicates to us their giftedness, their ability, their strengths, their successes, and all that they provide to society. But feminism is not good when it denigrates the role of men. And it doesn't live up to God's ideals that men and women are to complement and to cooperate. There's much talk today about toxic masculinity. And yes, that can be a problem. A problem just as, I suppose, toxic femininity can be a problem. But more and more today, masculinity is equated with toxic behavior. And that's not true. And that's not fair. A feminist decades ago wrote, "A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle." I tend to agree with that. Unless, of course, a woman wants to be in a relationship with a man. Or have a man help her raise children. Or if she wants to have a building and be involved in the use of a building. Or electricity. Or surf the internet. Because our society has behind it, often in a very quiet and subtle way, a warren of individuals who are involved in building and maintaining and wiring and upkeeping the infrastructure of our society. Yes, I understand that women are involved in that area as well, but by and large it's a masculine man's activity, and we are blessed by that. So today we celebrate not just fathers, but also the role that fathers and men play in our world. God calls men to uphold the character he has revealed to us in himself. He is our rock. He is steadfast. He is righteous. And so men, to be faithful to God, and to demonstrate this, they are to be faithful within the family and to make use of any gift that they have to be a blessing to women and to children and so build up and further society. Father's Day, we know, can be a time of sadness to many. Some of us have lost our fathers. They have passed on. And so today is a day of sadness. It's a day of memory. We think of the fathers who have gone on before us. In 2021, my father passed away at the age of 90. So I remember him on this day. We acknowledge the loss and the grieving. For other people, our fathers never measured up to what we needed or thought we needed. We had men who were not very good fathers, and we recognized the pain, the absence, and the loss of opportunity. But for all of us, our fathers were not perfect. None of them, just as none of us are perfect. And so it is incumbent upon us to receive the good with great gratitude, to acknowledge all of the good that God has blessed us with through the Father in our lives, and at the same time, forgive and accept and look to God with great grace in the rest. God has revealed himself as the perfect Father, our heavenly Father. That's the ideal each father is to uphold in his relationships with his children and do so with all the love and unity and closeness that Jesus describes with his Father, our Heavenly Father. We know that fathers have an incredible impact on children. Study after study shows that the relationship between a father and a child affects self-esteem, affects success, Thankfully, our loving Heavenly Father has taught us and continues to teach us true fatherhood in love. So where do men learn to become good fathers? From all the love and all of the sacrifice and all of the giving that we have received from our Heavenly Father. And when we know our Father and know Him intimately, we understand where we have fallen short. We understand where our world is in need. We are in need of a Savior whom God has provided, His only Son, our Lord, as He continues to be our Heavenly Father. Let's pray together. O Lord our God, we thank You for fathers and for fatherhood. We thank You for the tremendous blessing that You have shown our society through You. We pray that as fathers we may live up to Your ideal and find forgiveness when we fall short. Thank You for being loving and giving and forgiving to us. We thank You for being our Father at all times and in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Receive God's parting blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and continue to be with you all. Amen.